Gittin Per Gimel Mishnah Base 3-2. The Mishnah now considers the possibility of writing a shtar, or at least part of a shtar, before it's been requested by the people who need it. And we'll discuss the difference between the toref and the tofes. The toref, of course, being the part that reveals the pertinent details that are specific to this contract, whereas the tofes is just the standard, you know, legal yada yada that appears in all contracts. And we'll also discuss if there's a difference between how this applies to a get, since the get, of course, needs to be written lishma for a particular man divorcing a particular woman, as opposed to other contracts, like an IOU or a sale document, where it does not need to be written lishma. So we'll have three shittas here. The first Tanakhama says, Hakosev tofse gitin. If one writes the tofes of the get, again, that's the standard languages is the same in all gitin, that's going to be okay, says the Tanakhama. But tsarich shianiach makom ha'ish, he needs to leave it blank, the place to put in the name of the husband, umakom ha'isha, and the name of the wife, umakom hazman, and a place there for the date. And it's not mentioned here in the Mishnah, but the Gemara says, of course, he also has to have space for the essential statement that says she is divorced. That, of course, is essential, and where Mishnah here is going to learn like Rabbi Elazar, that it has to be handed over, and the Ede Mesira Karsi, and therefore, of course, that must be written Lishma as well, so that Mishnah say it, because it's so obvious. So the idea here is, according to Tanakhama, the essential part of the get, which is the Torah, must be written Lishma, but the other part could be written, meaning the Tofes, even Shlo Lishma. That said, when it comes to a regular contract, I'll call it a shtari milva, a contract that has to do with a loan document, an IOU. So again, it's permitted to do the tofesh, just not the toref, as the Mishnah says. Tzarech shianiach makom hamalva, leave a blank space to say the name of the lender. Makom halova, a blank space for the name of the borrower. Makom hamaos, a blank space to show the amount of the loan. Makom hazman, a space for the date. And then again, you could do, according to this Tanakhama, you could do the tofesh, it's not the toref, of a regular loan document. And same goes for a shtare mekach, a contract for selling something. So here the Mishnah talks about selling a piece of property. So for shtare mekach, tzarech shianiach makom halokeach, you have to leave a blank space in the toref there for the name of the purchaser of the land. Umakom hamocher, a place for the seller's name. Umakom hamaos, a space for the amount, the consideration for purchasing the land. Umakom hasadeh, and also a space to describe the exact location, like the lot number or the equivalent of the piece of property being sold. Umakom hazman, you also need to have the time, the date, a space for the date. Mipnei hatakana. Now, a takana in halacha is when chazal come to fix some social problem. And here the issue is, according to the Bartanura, that the workload of the sofrim, the scribes, is simply inconsistent, and certain parts of the day they have nothing to do because they have to wait to get business, and other times there's sort of, it's rush hour, there's too much work and they can't get things done fast enough. So in order to smooth out the workload, they made a takana which allowed the scribes to write the generic legal stuff that appears in contracts before they actually get their particular job. That's how takana learns here, and the idea is that we're being lenient and we're allowing them to write the tofes of a get, because, you know, it makes the workload, you know, much more manageable. There's another sheet in the Gemara, by the way, that the takana is for the takana of a guno, so that a woman shouldn't have a husband who says, listen, it's now or never, and I'm going to catch it the next plane out of here, and the sofer says I can't get it done in time, and the husband just leaves without giving the wife a get, so therefore we made it that the gitin are readily available. In any case, the point here is that really by rights, since it's forbidden to, since the get must be done lishma, it makes sense to have the tofes done that way as well. However, the rabbis are lenient and just said, according to the shita, that the toref is the essential part, and therefore if you pre-write the tofes, it's okay. And then they extend it and says similarly, so people shouldn't come to get things mixed up with gitin. By other contracts, it's the same. You can fill in the usual stuff that's the same in every contract, the tofes, but leave space for the toref. Now, even though, really technically speaking, you could, if let's say, for example, the sofer heard, people discussing some loan, he could begin to populate contract, putting in the details even before he specifically asked to do so, because it doesn't have to be lishma. But they said, according to this Tana, treat other contracts like gittin, so people shouldn't make the mistake and write a get shlo lishma. That's the first shita. Rabbi Yehuda, the second shita, he's posel b'chulan. He says, no, we're not letting the sofer write the even the tofes of the get, because then he might write the toref and make an invalid get, which would then cause, you know, all sorts of problems in terms of yichas, etc. And furthermore, he says the same should go for regular contracts as well. There's a separate issue in addition, which is the issue of if a shtar is mukdam, if a shtar is predated, then it's pasul, it's invalid. So he says, listen, we can't let you do the toref even because the concern of it being predated, and the tofes you can't do because you can't do it for a get. The third sheet is Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar machshir b'chulan. He says they are all okay in reference to regular contracts, meaning IOUs and sale documents, etc. Chutz megitei nashim, the exception being a get. When it comes to a get for divorce, that has to be an entirely lishma. So in other words, Rabbi Elazar holds when it comes to a get, both the tofes and the toref has been written only lishma and can't be pre-written, whereas when it comes to a regular contract for an IOU, shtar milva or shtar mecher for a sale, that both the tofes and the toref could be written ahead of time. That's not a problem. Shneamar, because the pasuk says v'chasav la, it has to be written for her, which tells you it has to be written lishma in the context of a get. Fine. Those are the three shitas. Now the Bartanura says the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, meaning that when it comes to gittin, you can't write any part of it before specific instructions, this is so fair. But when it comes to other contracts, you can write whatever you want. Again, of course, it can't be predated, but aside for that issue. So that's how the Bartanura says the halach is. Interestingly, the Rambam essentially goes like the Tana Kama and says that you can populate the Toref, the Tofes for both gittin and non-gittin, but you can't do the Toref for either, because of the Lishma issue and also the predating issue as well. So that's how he goes, notwithstanding the Bar Tanura. Interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't actually pass this at all. He doesn't bring this halacha down, strangely enough. However, most poskim, most Rishonim, learn like the Bar Tanura, not like the Rambam, which I get therefore presumably is halacha, that in fact, when it comes to a get, you cannot do any of it ahead of time. And that's, of course, the practice today. When it comes to other contracts, you can do whatever you want as long as the contract isn't predated.